Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, geology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this October the 20th on the West Coast, now October the 21st on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. I'd like to welcome all those listening in around the world, also on Wind Talkers Radio Network, not just on BBSRadio.com. And I assure you, tonight's show is going to be interesting for a variety of reasons. And still, I don't even know what we're going to talk about. Anyway, I had a last-minute opportunity to appear as a guest along with Doug Millar and Jonathan Irish, a father of little baby Cheyenne, who was abducted by Child Protective Services in the state of New Hampshire. The young lady, and when I say young, she was less than a week old when we began praying for her. And she's back with her parents right now, but their ordeal is not finished. He's a very well-spoken man, quite the contrary of what's been reported by any mainstream or most alternative media. I have to say that, and he rightfully pointed out that he himself came from an abusive family, and his father, who has the name John, actually has the criminal record, not him, not Jonathan. In other words, the father of Cheyenne is being painted as someone who's corrupt, a child abuser, and a whole lot of other empty charges. And, of course, they have to do this to set up the smokescreen for destroying a family so that they can take a baby and put it into their money laundering and Ponzi schemes. And doing that with a newborn infant, less than a day old, certainly shows you that they intend to exercise that privilege for a full 18 years. And we ask you, the listeners around the world, to continue praying for Jonathan Irish and his significant other, Stephanie Taylor, and, of course, baby Cheyenne. I got to thinking about this, and I could go on and on and on because I'm very angry. I know all about the corruption, and I talked about that tonight with the other guests on Dr. Ott's show, The Story Behind the Story. And a song came to mind written many years ago. It was a very, very important song in the life of Luther Vandross, primarily because he had written it for a member of his family. It was a major hit, and it really launched his solo career. He began as a background singer and a studio session singer and did that for many years until he got his shot at fame and fortune. He sold over 25 million records during his career, and he passed away, unfortunately, July 1st, 2005. And this is a tribute not just to Luther Vandross, but also to the American family. And certainly I want to dedicate this to Jonathan Irish, Stephanie Taylor, and baby Cheyenne. Have a listen.
Father would lift me high. and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd dance all that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Ooh. When I and my mother would to get my way, I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left the dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final glance, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. Cause I'd love, love, love to dance with my father. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I pray for her even more than me. I pray for her even more than me. I know I'm praying for much too much, but could you send back the only man she loved? I know you don't do it usually, but dear Lord, she's dying to dance with my father again. Every night I fall asleep, and this is all I ever
late Luther Vandross, and the title track from his album Dance With My Father, Dance With My Father. That goes out to all of you around the world that still have your families intact, certainly anyone who's lost a father. My father passed away a little over a year and a half ago, and this song touches me, and I hope it touched some of you out there. This is what we are involved in, spiritual warfare. And although he didn't talk about that, in the case of Jonathan Irish and Stephanie Taylor, they're confronting it head on. And I have to commend Jonathan, who was on Dr. Rott's show tonight, and Doug Millar, who went there to make this family whole again, at least by bringing them into a mutual physical presence with each other, which should have been anyway, should have been that way. No hospital should have aided and abetted in the abduction of a newborn child. And the fact that Jonathan is a member of Oath Keepers is just going to reinforce his conviction about that commitment. And no jackbooted thugs and bureaucrats and Satan-worshipping demons are going to stop him or stop us. And I urge you again to continue your prayers. And I thank you on behalf of Jonathan, Stephanie, and Cheyenne for having prayed. He expressly asked me to thank you for that. So keep on, folks. That's what brings us together. That's our strength. That's our might. And that's how we're going to take this country back and how the rest of the world is going to take their countries back from the criminals called government. With that, I want to bring back tonight's guest. He's an environmental scientist, an historian, a chemist, and an herbalist, a very good herbalist, and also a fine musician, my good friend, Mr. Michael Anthony. Michael, welcome to the show this evening.
Hi, good morning, Don. Great to be back. Thank you.
I know you may have something to say about that story. I don't know how much you're familiar with. Certainly what I've talked about in just it scratches the surface regarding the problem that many families are facing across this nation. And your just your general thoughts, if you don't mind, for a couple of minutes.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Don. Yes, I'm familiar with that case, and it's, of course, very outrageous and disgusting to, again, see our government behaving in such a communist, fascist style where they think they have the authority to just barge in on a family and to seize and kidnap, literally, kidnap the children of that family and get away with this with no accountability. And what's very disgusting in addition to that is equally disgusting the fact that the mainstream media not even covering this, at least as far as I'm aware of, so that the average Joe Q citizen out there is totally unaware that the government is behaving in such a way. And there's nothing that really, you know, coming in and breaking up a family like that. And it's going on all over the place. And there's cases going on. I remember, is it George from Florida used to call in on shows quite often, updating people about his situation with his family, with the same scenario where the kids are being kidnapped and cut off, don't have access to the kids at all. And in addition to being in the hands of total strangers, these kids, total strangers, as if they're going to actually receive the real type of tender, loving care that kids would get naturally from their own parents, as if they're going to get it from these strangers, and then knowing that they're government and government employees, and therefore, most likely, on average, especially in social services, I'm not saying they're all bad, but plenty of them are, and let alone you have to fear about the pedophiles. And, of course, it's also been highlighted, and I don't know if it's been mentioned recently regarding this issue, that they have a monetary incentive to their CPS people to bring kids into their system, and that's what helps drive these people to engage in this incredible, outrageous, illegal, un-American, ungodly activity.
Yes, that's exactly what we talked about on the show, Michael. I pointed out the corruption that is connected to the real estate fraud, the Ponzi schemes, the Fidelity accounts, derivatives, hedge funds, trust pools between judges, lawyers, psychologists, psychiatrists, guardians ad litem, any consultants, pharmaceutical companies, mental health institutions, and of course the prisons. And it's all big business.
And yes,
it has no basis in actual let's say, social improvement or anything along that line.
Yes, their intention is not honorable in any way regarding trying to help kids in abusive families. Yes, it's another racket system of money. That's the bottom line, of course, with anything today. If it's in operation and there's a lot of activity from it, there must be money funding it and also being made from it, that activity. Otherwise, it just normally doesn't, you know, it just won't happen. But it's just hard to believe that this is where we are. Of course, when we were kids, it would be unheard of to really hear about anything like this. No way is any government knocking on the door of my dad's house when we were growing up and saying, well, we see your kids have bruises and we're taking them in because you're abusing them. Whereas, of course, we'd have bruises from being on the ball field or in the woods playing all the time, if anything. And so back then it was really unfathomable to conceive of this kind of activity coming from a government. But here it is today. And it's happening quite a bit. And I just hope that I see accountability with all these people as soon as possible, because it's just unacceptable and it's intolerable. And we have to, as I always say, can never tolerate what's intolerable. It's outrageous. The hierarchy of civilization is God, family, and country in that order. You have to be loyal to God more than anything else. And then once you are, then it's your family. Because your family could, even though you do your best efforts, come up where a lot of them don't believe in God. And so you could lose your faith and your way with God if you were to allow family to be first. But always by having God first in our lives, then we know we're set on the right path. We have sure foundation under our feet. And then, of course, family comes in second, where that's your most important motive for all of your activities, is ensuring a good, healthy family upbringing of the kids and the missus, making sure everybody's getting what they need, good quality food, good shelter, and a good education the best you can. And then everything else is just extras once you can get all that together. And this is what God functions by. God is family. And it's a shame that I don't think anybody from the pulpits ever discusses how God is family. That's what God's all about, family. Yeah. Dad, a mom, and kids. God is the greatest father any of us will ever have as our creator. What better dad could we ever want that's so good like him? And he's into his kids, taking care of his kids, making sure they have everything, and making sure that they grow up straight and strong. And so the enemy knows this, that's controlling our government today, because I'll make it very clear, I love my government. It's the best government in the world. I hate and despise those in my government today that are corrupting it and making our country become a place of evil instead of a place of holiness. And that's with a W, W-H-O-L. We have to be whole if we're going to be a great civilization. And so I love my government, but I despise these dirtbags that are committing all these un-American activities. And I hope to see them held accountable as soon as possible.
Well said. I couldn't agree with you more. And we have to come to a realization. I've said this over and over, and we'll keep repeating the message, that we are responsible for what we allow in our lives, what we allow to happen to us. And it's as simple as making the decision, making a choice that you're not going to stand for it. You're not going to permit it to happen. And then you're empowered. You're imbued with a power. And, of course, prayer plays an important part. And research and networking with people and helping those that you can help. If you don't have a problem, you should be looking for one to help someone else. That's what brings us together. That's what binds us together.
That's right.
And you mentioned the corruption. You know, You can go back one administration, two administrations, three administrations. You can keep going back, Michael, a couple hundred years, and you can see evidence of all this. So this isn't something new. It's just that people haven't been paying attention. But what's going on in the universe right now is so profound that that some are going to wake up and the rest are going to remain asleep. It's all going to pass them by. And they're going to have to deal with the consequences because
they chose to be asleep.
Accountable. Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
They chose to be asleep. And the spirit, you know, this song I played, to me, it's filled with spirit. It comes from the heart.
That's right.
Andros was that type of recording artist, that type of singer. All his songs were about love and the heart. And no wonder he sold so many records.
There you go.
Unfortunately, he died of a heart attack after suffering for some years with diabetes and then had a stroke. Mm. And so, but up until the point where he basically left the music scene, he was still performing. He was still recording. And bringing people together, collaborating with people. And he gave a lot of singers, background singers, and studio musicians a shot to be involved in these wonderful accomplishments that he made in the music industry. He didn't always win the Song of the Year award, but that song I just played was... The Song of the Year, that album made him a lot of money. And, you know, he did the right thing. He left his estate to his family.
Right.
So, again, even in dying, he kept the family together.
That's the key to God, family, and country, because the country can never be strong and whole if there's not enough solid families that are dwelling within that country that bring the unity about where you have a cohesive country that is whole, positive, and productive with its pursuits. And so it'll never happen unless there's solid family. And the enemy knows that, and they've been attacking the family for a very long time. Yes, Don, but there is nothing like what's going on today with these dirtbags. I mean, it's really pathetic now where they, you know, I mean, I also think of the incident with Ruby Ridge years back, and they shot, I can't recall the gentleman's name offhand. And, of course, the FBI trying to set him up, and he wouldn't fall for it. And so they go after him and his family, and they actually shoot his wife while she's standing on the balcony of the home there in Idaho.
Randy
Weaver.
Yeah.
Thank you. And it was a very remote place, and they shot the son, they shot the dog, they shot the wife. I believe they shot the son, too. And shot the wife holding a little newborn in her arms, and they shot her right in the head. And Randy, of course, did win in a lawsuit action, but so what? Does that money bring him back his family? And all the nightmares will go away that they've caused him? And it's incredible that this is going on in our government, in the land of the free and home of the brave, supposedly. And so all these actions, these people have to be held accountable. We can never tolerate any of this since it is totally intolerable. And Don, thank you and for bringing this up because, again, the mainstream media, you just don't hear this. So the average Joe Q citizen out there in this country is totally unaware that this is really going on. Because soon you hear it, you'll be outraged. It's because it's so outrageous. You just won't even believe it's really true in our country.
Yes. In his area, Concord, New Hampshire, the media is portraying the parents to be the evil ones here. And of course, they're lying, as I referenced. Jonathan explained that he came out of a family of abuse. The whole family was abused. And therefore, they're saying because he came from that type of family that he's that way. And
there you go. Future cops.
That's like saying everybody from Germany's a Nazi because Hitler was one.
What's that movie came out a while back?
Or Tate Scherf.
Yep, where they're going to anticipate criminal activity before it happens and stop it before it happens.
Yeah. You know, so you know, they're lying about who he is. I mean, this is all a setup to try to make him look bad. And
sure,
you can't say, oh, it's a mistake. He pointed out that his father's name was John. His name is Jonathan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the Oath Keepers thing is intended to put, first of all, smoke and mirrors. He did nothing wrong. What did he do? He took an oath to uphold the Constitution. That's a reason for snatching
and,
the baby.
And to defend our country from any kind of domestic threat? Yes.
Yes. So, you know, it's, you're not going to hear about it in the mainstream media. And so we're going to keep pushing this story. And Drew Raines is going to push it. Dr. A. Truott and others, hopefully.
Yep, that's great. And we always have to be on top of what they're doing and through public awareness. Otherwise, we just can't get the mobilization of the people sufficient enough to turn the tides on these henchmen working for the Rockefellers and their Rockefeller media, as you just said, spinning it and keeping the facts out of the story and just spinning it so that the public just believes again. Government coming to the rescue and saving little kids.
Yeah, and the irony of the whole thing, Michael, is that the foster home where the baby was being kept, the foster parents, we'll say, for lack of a better word, or custodians, if you want to call them that, definitely committed a sexual assault on this newborn.
How old is this child, this baby?
Now I think about 2 weeks old, or a little over 2 weeks. Maybe we're into the third week already. Oh. Time's flying by.
The judge better be hung. Everybody complicit with this act, they better all be hung. Because how do you take a one-week-old baby from its mom? What the?
It was 16 hours old, Michael.
Insanity. And you're giving it to who and where and what environment is that newborn in?
Yeah.
Well, you know, they're lucky it isn't the old days. I just wish it was, because the Americans in the old days would have taken these dirtbags out fast and done a quick judgment on them properly through court, proved they're guilty of this horrendous crime, and you lynch them. There's no rehabilitation of these evil scum. You lynch them and you remove them from the face of this planet so that this earth has a chance of being free of diseased, minded, sick, evil scum like that.
No, I agree.
You just can't imagine this is really happening. It's just hard to believe in our country.
Now,
1 week old.
Yeah.
And then having some kind of sex with this thing, this poor baby, if anybody heard this, they'd swear we got to be making this up because it's too hard to believe.
No, it's true.
Sure.
And there will be lawsuits. You know, during the show, I have to say, during the broadcast, when Jonathan mentioned his name, I began doing a little quick research, and within 5 minutes, I had enough names to basically describe what was going on, and I asked him a few questions about the people, and I had made prior comments regarding this whole CPS scam and how it's involved in identity theft and money laundering.
And setting up pedophiles to be the recipients, the employees of the government that receive these kidnapped kids.
Yeah, and the legal trusts with the judges and the lawyers and all these officials and everything. And it's just organized crime. I painted the picture, and then Jonathan confirmed everything I said. And I mentioned a couple of names that I came up with. I said, you know, without your permission, I started doing some genealogy just to see what this is connected to. And I came up with the name of someone in Canada who's in that same field. And it's not by accident that name gets thrown in as an associate. And then I came up with some other names, which are, you know, there's a divorce case between Stephanie and her husband. Her husband won't permit a divorce. Well, he's being coached so that they have to go into court and spend money on attorneys and mm-hmm. legal fees and all of this.
That's right. Get him into the racket.
Yeah, get him in there. And then, you know, they're gonna railroad the whole thing through the courts. Her estranged husband, if you want to use that term, according to Jonathan, is an alcoholic. I don't know if he's a recovering drug addict, but he's naming drugs like Percodan and morphine and he said methadone. And I said, well, if he's taking methadone, then he's also a heroin addict.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
And they're allowing this to proceed. Well, next he's going to run for Congress. Probably.
He's going to qualify.
Exactly. That's the point. So I did some quick research and I mentioned a couple of names. And he said, well, that person is the grandmother. Well, it's the alias of the husband. He has an AKA, which is a woman. And this is a grandmother. And he proceeded to say that when that individual was 9 years old, they put a mortgage in his name. It just put a rubber stamp on everything I've been saying for the past 4 years about this corruption.
Right, right. It is. It's very bad.
I had never talked to him before he was on the show, and you know he was grateful for the information. So, there are people out there that see this, and there are countless victims. We're by no means trying to ignore the other people around this country, and really from other parts of the world, because they've turned this into a sex slave industry.
Right. And I'm sure it's global.
Yeah, and a child pedophile ring.
Right.
That's run out of governments.
Yep, it's all
wealthy.
It's, you know, it's all tied in with that Bush, the Bush family operations when it comes to kidnapping kids.
The Finders, they call them.
Mm-hmm. And also the KinderCare program.
Oh yeah,
but it's incredible, and God willing, we're going to shut this down as in the very near future. We have to regain control over our government. I hope this upcoming election, the Americans are all astute enough to at least understand the principle that we have to at least unseat all incumbents unless you know your representative, whether it was a congressman or a senator, is really there defending you as an American with your freedoms and rights. If you're confident your guy's that, like a Ron Paul, then great. Otherwise, make sure you vote for the rookie.
And
give the rookie a chance.
Look at their voting record too, because that speaks a lot. You know,
absolutely, Don. Without that,
time to do that, you know, but you got to take time.
Yes, and it's not that hard to look at the voting record of your local of your representatives, and that's the only way you're going to know, because they'll tell you how great they are, but the voting record will prove how good they've really been. But you can count on 99% of them being no good?
99.
At least here in New York.
99.9. Don't have 0.9 on the end.
And so we have to gain control over our government. And the first step towards that is to unseat all of these incumbents entrenched in this government, federal government, that's out of control. And they're obviously not representing us. They're representing entities that are into this globalism and this evil activity.
Yeah.
And we have to at least get rookies in, and so that they are going in clean with no real strings attached to them, not beholden to anybody yet. and give them a chance. And of course, if they fail, especially miserably, we oust them. And I would like to see rapid impeachment come back around. We don't wait for the next election. Once we know they're tripping up bad, we just impeach them quick, get them off the stage, and appoint somebody else and give them a shot. We have to exercise that kind of power fast. That's the only sure way.
And we don't need commissions to sweep everything under the rug either.
Right, Don. If we do have any, it should be grand juries where it's the people themselves doing the investigation.
Yeah, exactly.
With affidavits.
Well, to switch gears a little bit, the chemtrail issue is again coming to the forefront because skies are being bombarded around the planet. But a lot of people are also noticing that the chemtrails and the overcast skies are dissipating rather quickly.
All right, folks, we're having a bit of difficulty here, I guess. We lost connection to our host. We'll be back with you shortly. Don't go anywhere.
Seth, are you there? Seth.
Yes, I'm here. All is good. You are back live. Not sure why we lost you, but I'm being heard by you and your audience.
Okay.
So everything is good.
Okay, thank you.
Do you know what went wrong? Seth just left for the day. I'm taking over. All of a sudden, your signal went, and I just noticed it was it had disappeared. So.
Yeah. We're back.
Is it your connection or anything I need to be wary of?
There was a two power surges here.
Aha. All right.
Kind of interesting.
Well, I'll keep my ear and eye out for any more problems.
All right. Thank you. So we're on the air now?
You are live.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. They're hearing us good.
That's Don Newsom, folks. Give him a round of applause. You hear that?
Yay.
And Michael's back with us. Okay.
Yes.
Even the electricity can't stand the truth.
No, actually, I think maybe it's responding to the truth, and it's outraged as well. There's a chance that maybe that's what's happening.
Well, that's what I mean.
Oh, okay. Yes, absolutely. When it comes to reaffirmations from the world around us, when we're anytime actual truth is being discussed and mentioned, you take notice to that and you'll see the world itself respond accordingly, and that's just part of the magic of life. The truth is that powerful.
Well, I was speaking about the return of chemtrails before we were rudely interrupted, and people are seeing them around. Some people are getting sick. We had someone call into the show about 2 weeks ago. With a head cold and or let's say like an allergy to what?
Yeah, it's going around. Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just a lot of that going around lately.
Yeah. There are things people can do to build up their immune system, and getting a flu shot is not one of those things. Oh, they're telling you, every walk-ins are welcome. Come to the XYZ drugstore.
Trust your government. They care.
There's no flu. really major flu going around. Even the numbers during the so-called pandemic were less than they'd ever been. So, you know.
Yes. So far, not too bad at all.
And then there are a lot of people getting sick from what's going on in the Gulf. Now, mainstream is starting to run these little vignettes about the cleanup effort, trying to make BP look like heroes, cutting the grass areas of the marshlands while they're spraying it. Of course, they don't tell you what they're spraying. Probably more Corexit 9500 is what they're spraying.
Just more insanity.
Yeah. A lot of people have come down with very strange infections, respiratory illnesses, and things like that. And I know you're talking to these people all the time. Why don't you fill us in a little bit, if you would? Because we always have new listeners that have never even heard, you know, about your herbal remedies and a lot of the things you recommend.
Oh, so thanks, Don.
You do that. I'm going to shut up for a few minutes.
Well, thank you, Don. As far as there's something that's been going around, a bug of some type. It's been around quite a bit for the last couple months, I would say, coinciding with school starting. And so I've seen quite a bit of it, but all in all, so far there's clearly nothing real serious going around and in high volume. And but with those people down in the Gulf area, I've had little contact with some people in that area anyway. Can't say if I've helped anybody directly related to some kind of exposure to the Gulf incident. But nonetheless, if anyone is dealing with any types of infections, then my infection killer herbal formula is the most amazing thing you'll ever see for quickly restoring the health and eliminating that infection. And so it's really great for that, and it's fail proof. It's everybody that discovers that formula knows that's what they go to anytime a bug comes around or any kind of infection at all. It doesn't matter what form, bacterial, viral, fungal, parasitic, wipes them all out, as well as strengthening the immune system simultaneously in a very special way so that you start to feel strong quickly while the infection gets attacked and virtually just wiped right out in no time. And then if it's just toxins that you're dealing with, toxic exposure, I have a formula called System Toner, which is working on everything, tuning up the entire body, working on all the glands, all the organs, cleansing them, restoring all of them to normal functioning, as well as the nervous system, strengthening it, making it very resilient to any kind of stress, as well as the bones, strengthening them, and the blood system, the entire blood system, purifying it, cleansing the vessels, centering the blood pressure, equalizing it. The System Toner is working on all that. And so it will detox. But if you need a real rapid detoxer, I go to my Cancer Blaster. And even though cancer may not be the problem, the Cancer Blaster formula is the way to go if you really have some toxins that you want to neutralize quickly and enable the body to pass out of the system smoothly and quickly. The Cancer Blaster will work a lot faster than the System Toner will, because its main focus is just to constantly build up the blood. And that's the way it works if you want to clean out the tissue. You have to have a very clean blood system. And every time it gets fouled up, it has to get cleaned perfectly real quick again so we can then clean more. And so the Cancer Blaster excels for that, as well as dealing with any kind of abnormal growth, which could be cancer or non-cancerous. And then I have the lung formula for those that may have some kind of problem with the lungs of any type, breathing related. Then the lung formula will excel for that. The System Toner will address the lungs as an organ and definitely help keep them strong and healthy. Use it for a maintenance formula. But if there is a serious problem with the lungs, even something like bronchitis or pneumonia, it will be lung formula with a little bit of infection killer, but mainly your lung formula if it's pneumonia or bronchitis. And it clears everything up really quick. The formulas are all very fast acting and very unique in that fashion. And they are all herbal, all botanical, all from Mother Nature, organic. At least 90% of all the herbs I use are organic. Sometimes they're not available organically, but I always choose organic and the best quality every time. And they really do perform greatly, Don. And as you know, and many people that have used them usually end up always keeping them in reserve, because when there's a problem, it's great to know you can have something to go there. And if there's an injury type of problem, then my Rapid Heal formula will excel for that and enable the body to rapidly heal, whether it's a broken bone or bad sprains, lame backs that are sprained, even serious burns, because that's an injury. The Rapid Heal will enable the body to heal that up very, very quickly, like so fast it's like a miracle. And all the formulas really perform that way, where it's kind of miraculous in how fast they really enable the body to restore itself from that particular condition. And they're also great for animals as well. And that's the beauty of these formulas, because they're so safe. And the animals, dogs, your pets, cats, so gentle on them. And you won't need much, because the formulas are powerful. So for little animals, it doesn't take much to keep them healthy, for a periodic deworming every 1, 2, 3 months, or regular maintenance with a little bit of system toner just to keep them overall healthy. And so it's a very economical way to assure that your pets are always feeling great, looking great, and without any kind of negative side effects at all. And so the formulas are very versatile. And even some birds I've had success with as well. And so from all my experiences over the years with the formulas, they really perform great. And those are my main formulas for serious problems. But I have formulas even for, even like cosmetic. My most recent one, after pretty much accomplishing everything for real conditions that are problems for our health and well-being, I've come up with all those formulas, even arthritis for very severe arthritis. Recently here locally, and even a guy down in Virginia just the other day called me as the arthritis formula came through and brought about really significant results in just one bottle for somebody that had arthritis for years. And from what I understand from the person that sent him the bottle, bought it for a friend of his, a good guy down there named Brian, a fellow patriot and listener. And apparently the arthritis was so severe, he said he'd never seen anything like it on the poor guy. And the guy did call me up and say that the one bottle did impress him a lot and he'd like to get another one. And just locally here, I had a friend who was using Rapid Heal for a bad shoulder. So after one bottle, he goes, you know, and this same friend I saved from an operation on the knee a few years ago with Rapid Heal, where the pain in the knee was so severe, the doctor said, well, we either operate or you live with the pain. So he approached me before the operation and asked me if I had anything. And I said, here you go, $25, get a bottle of Rapid Heal. Your knee will be fine in no time. Sure enough, he was fine. And so recently, he had a bad shoulder. And so I said, well, try the Rapid Heal. And after a bottle, he goes, you know, Mike, it ain't doing nothing. So I said, well, it's hard to say. I ran arthritis by him, but he didn't have any kind of arthritic condition in his knees or his fingers or his elbows. So I'm like, it doesn't sound like arthritis. Maybe you just hurt it real bad and you need another bottle. So after two bottles of Rapid Heal, he goes, you know, Mike, I mean, it's really not doing anything. So he's discouraged. And I said, it must be arthritis then. If the Rapid Heal isn't doing anything, then it's not an injury. And so it's got to be arthritis, even though you don't have symptoms anywhere else, which I find unusual. So he gets a bottle of arthritis formula, and 2 days later he calls me up and says, Mike, it's unbelievable. I can't tell you. It's incredible. I'm already 80% better with my shoulder. And so the arthritis is available for any kind of serious arthritis as well, and I covered it all for serious problems that plague people, and so these formulas will restore the health so that you can have a life again. But then for cosmetic purposes, for those, the ultimate formula that I had to come up with, the only case, the only problem that I had to attack lastly was growing hair back. And It sounds really hard to believe, of course, and I understand that, but I've done it. And in the near future, not too distant future, as some cases come about from beginning to end, and you see the before and after photographs, so there's clearly visible proof that this formula does actually grow hair back on bald heads that had no hair for a long time. I'm really going right to town with the ultimate hard cases of growing hair back. I've already demonstrated on people that had a lot of hair and were just starting to lose it. The hair formula worked very quickly for them, but they had so much hair you couldn't even really tell with a before and after picture because they were just starting to thin.
Mm-hmm.
But on those cases where it's obvious there's nothing there, and holy smokes, look at that. So those cases are coming about really nicely. And I'm very anxious to get them finalized so that I can get this formula out there and start to help people, all kinds of men and women that need this formula as well, just for overall cosmetic and just for the overall feeling of, you know, knowing that you're feeling good, you're looking good. And so that's the most recent formula that I brought into the line that covers everything now. The formula line does cover every situation out there, and they excel in their performance. And I'm just very fortunate, and I give all the credit to the good Lord. And obviously that I'm obviously very lucky to have these formulas. And it's hard to believe I know that they work this well. And I understand that, and I don't have a problem with people where they'll say, Mike, it's just too hard to believe. Come on. I mean, really, if you really had this, you'd be a millionaire, Mike. If you cure cancer, I remember years ago, friends telling me, Mike, you got to be BSing us because if you really can cure cancer, like you just told us, you'd be on TV. You'd be a millionaire. And so, of course, that's not how this all really works. And Don, you know that, and your listeners know that. And I'm not, when I came up with all my formulas, I didn't do it for money. I did it because I wanted to resolve the problem so that either the people or the animals could have wholeness back and have a life back and be happy so they can live a productive life. And that was the whole incentive. It was after hitting the bullseye with the formulas and seeing them perform so incredibly well that I realized, my gosh, these are worth a lot of money. And for that reason, not alone, but primarily for that reason, I have to keep the formulas proprietary. I don't disclose exactly how I do it because I'm not a good businessman. I'm not after the money. And somebody else, that when they see how good these perform, they'll say, he can make a fortune on these. And if I disclose the formulas, they could run with it and be much better businessmen at it than I am. And exploit it just for the money's sake. So I keep it proprietary. Nobody knows exactly how I do it. And that way, gradually over time, as the business grows, as it is, from word of mouth and Don, all your efforts and Charlie Giuliani and his promotions, and then all my clients out there that keep spreading the word around as well. And so as it keeps growing and the opportunity for making money comes about, then I will reinvest all that money as it comes about into keeping the business growing so I can get to the point where I can hire people, put them to work all around the country as distributors and spread the money around for everybody that's advertising for me and not only set them up with supplies, but also some money. And that's, I'd like to spread it around as the business grows. And I'm not in it just for myself. If there's opportunities to help a lot of people more than just with their health, but putting them to work, then I'm going to be even more blessed to be able to do that. And that's one of my incentives as I see it sprouting all around me as it continues to grow. It's a beautiful thing. And seeing is believing, of course. So when you see these formulas work, like all the clients have over the years, that's why they come back for more. That's why they tell the people they care about, just get this, you'll be fine. Just call this guy up. He knows what he's doing. I got a guy in England who got some Rapid Heal recently. And he said, Mike, I keep hearing about it and I just hope it works. I'll take a chance. And so he didn't get it by the time it should have gotten there to him in England. So he's emailing me saying, Mike, I didn't get it yet. How come? And I said, it's got to be there. Make an inquiry at your local postal office. So like the next day he's emailing me, says, yes, I got it, Mike. And I have to admit, while I'm typing this, I'm already feeling much better. It's already working. I can't get over it. I took some just last night and already I'm doing much better. So he contacts me just very recently with this wicked headache issue, Don. And so I'm trying to pinpoint the source of the headache so I know which way to go with the formulas.
Is there any kind of headache that isn't wicked?
That's right. But the thing is, there could be three causes.
Yeah.
And therefore, it's either rapid heal, infection killer, or system toner. And I'm not sure which one yet until I diagnose it further. And it wasn't rapid heal because there was no obvious injuries of the head or neck or anywhere on the body that could be causing the headaches. And so it's not rapid heal. So then the next step would be usually done with the science of this troubleshooting diagnostically. You go to the stomach because a lot of times it's a bad stomach. And even though there's no pain in the stomach, it could be triggering wicked headaches. And as it turns out, though, it didn't seem to be that. So then I'm like, well, what is it? I said, by any chance, were you by a dentist prior just to the headaches coming about? And he says, yes, I was. And I did have some problems. And he mentioned facial pain with the headaches. And I said, there it is. It's an infection, most likely in the jaw. If there's no swelling in the gum area, then it's in the jaw and even more undetectable by the doctors. I said, you need my infection killer. So I sent it out to him. And he says, you know, Mike, what's amazing? For years I've been battling this. It's killing me. I just got out of the hospital again because the headaches are so severe. And I go back and forth between the dentist and the doctors, and nobody could figure out what you just figured out. And I said, that's how sad it is. They're not real scientists. And there's a case here of a girl in Massachusetts. I told him that I couldn't help because 14 years ago I didn't know her, and she had the same symptoms. And nobody could figure it out. And they kept telling it's all in her head. And she says, Mike, the pain's killing me. They're telling me it's in my head. So she comes across a doctor who says, well, I'll do brain surgery. I'll take out some nerves so you don't feel the pain. This is the honest truth. And then he installs a little device to regulate something. And I'm like, you're kidding me. And her mom had her go through all this 14 years ago. Her life has been ruined ever since. The poor girl has been in constant pain ever since. And then they doped her up on so many painkillers and drugs, meds, over all the years. She's so toxified. And it was all over, Don, because when I started talking to her, I said, by any chance, before the wicked headaches started coming about, did you see a dentist? And she thought about it. And she goes, yes, I did see a dentist before the headaches. I said, yeah. Did you have root canal? She goes, I did. I said, you had a botched root canal. Your gums never swelled up, so therefore it was in the jaw, and they, for some reason, just didn't connect the dots, and they should have. I mean, if I'm an amateur, and I can quickly connect the dots on this diagnostics for the poor girl, why couldn't those experts pay so much money? And they ruined her, the guy that did the brain surgery, so I felt so bad for her. And but when it comes to headaches, it's those three sources. It could be the cause. So in this case, it's infection killer, cleaning up the infection. I had another experience with that scenario of a girl in Manhattan at least 10 years ago, maybe more. And she said, she kept hearing about me in church while she was praying to God for help. So she finally calls me and she says, Mike, I get these wicked pains in my head, a wicked headache. And so trying to troubleshoot it for a while, and I couldn't come up with anything. I said, by any chance, were you at a dentist before this happened? She thinks about it. She goes, yes, I was. Root canal? Yes, it was. And I said, there's a problem. It was botched, and you've gotten an infection. But there was no swelling in the gum, so I said, it's got to be in the jaw. You need the infection killer. She was still hesitant because she doesn't know me. I'm not advertising or anything, looking professional in any way.
If it was really that, the doctor would have found it. You know, you usually hear that.
That's right, all of that. But the pain kept coming back. She couldn't get help with doctors, so she finally gets some from him. She keeps calling me up, and I said, just get the infection killer. You'll be fine. So finally she gets it. And within 2 days, I get a call. It's unbelievable, Mike. I can't tell you how much better I feel. I mean, it's incredible. And
now,
so
now get here you some dragon juice and have a party.
That's right. That's you got a life again. That's right.
By the way, if I can give a testimonial, and you were talking about like you have a shampoo, and you have a rinse.
Right.
It's not a conditioner, but it's sort of a conditioning rinse. I'll tell you.
Yes.
You can feel, and I've used these products for some months. When you shampoo with your shampoo. And you go to rinse the shampoo out, you say, where's the shampoo?
It's so light.
It's, well, but your hair actually gets clean, but there's mm-hmm. a benefit that takes place. And I'm telling you, I mean, I'm not using an excessive amount. I'm using what I, you know, what's
lathering. For your volume of hair, yes,
yeah,
that's right.
It's lathering up, you know. But then when I go to rinse it, it's like gone.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I'm just talking about a water rinse before I actually use, you know,
your actual rinse.
Your hair rinse, you know.
Right.
Yeah. And I got to tell you folks, your hair will say finally. Thank you.
Isn't that the truth?
You know. It's true. And now tell us, you were telling me that you have another dragon juice that you developed.
Oh, yes, Don. Thanks for reminding me on that. Just before I mention that, because thank you for bringing up the shampoo, rinse, and conditioner. Those are also the tools I use to help grow hair back as well as just keeping a nice head of hair. And the shampoo, the rinse, those two alone, the first time you use it, you will be stunned with how great your hair feels and looks, as well as the scalp. And then the conditioner has some excellent stimulants in it
mm-hmm.
to revitalize the scalp, to help stimulate it topically. And it's a great combo for a beautiful head of hair for guys and girls. And it's youthful looking hair. Now, with the new Dragon Juice, Don, I've come up with something called Dragon Juice Delight. And so now I have that and the original Dragon Juice. And I just have to finalize getting it into a concentrate so that I can ship it. And it's dragon juice based, but it's totally different than the original. And it's got a beautiful violet color, which is one of the things I was after. I wanted to get a beautiful violet color in the drink because of the power of the violet spectrum. And extremely rich in vitamin C, which is what I was also going for, where the Dragon Juice original is loaded with minerals and vitamins. And, of course, it's very, very healthy, very powerful. But I wanted something new and different, but still Dragon Juice-based, so you get the power. But I wanted it also rich in vitamin C for a more tropical type of drink. And so I've succeeded, hit the bullseye with this one as well, and I'm anxious to get it into a concentrate so I can get it out to people. Locally, everybody that's discovered it, they keep coming back for more, and it's very delicious, beautiful to look at, and it's not as sweet as the Dragon Juice original up front, but underneath, it's there. And so it's definitely a nice drink to have around.
And you said beautiful to look at, so if you like how it looks, take a picture of it, because if you have a family, it's not going to be around very long.
Yes.
You know, or
friends,
you know.
That's true.
I guess
the dragon juice goes quick.
When we're working on recording projects, I got friends that like to go in the refrigerator to see if I've got dragon juice made up. And if I don't, I hear about it. But if I do, I don't hear a thing
wow.
until it runs out.
That's great.
You got any more of that stuff? What do you call it? You know?
Yeah, what's that stuff? I know it's the name does throw a lot of people off. And I came up with Dragon Juice for those that haven't heard this story yet. And so I originally was going to call it Dragon Slayer Juice, because after coming up with the formulas like Infection Killer and everything, really making the body powerful, I approach everything from a perspective of, as a warrior, but I'm a peaceful warrior. But when I go after something, I want to tackle it. I want to accomplish it. And so I can move on past that. And when it comes to health and restoring it, that's what I do. I attack the problems so that it's resolved quickly, so that the person can have a life back quickly. And that way they can be happy and be productive. And so with the dragon juice, I needed something as a drink that would be very delicious, enjoyable to drink. But bottom line, it's got to be very reviving to the body. And I succeeded with that with the original formula. And I was going to call it Dragon Slayer Juice because me personally, I always approached life as a knight, living like as a knight and slaying dragons whenever they appeared. But of course, they're not real dragons like the old days with the wings breathing fire. Now the dragons are usually evil men or just black knights. And so I like to roll over such things whenever I have to confront them. And you need power to do that. But so I was going to call it Dragon Slayer Juice, but then I realized that's just too long of a name. And then I'm thinking, you know, dragons themselves today, they're not all that bad. And I know I could tame them like I could tame anything today. So I'm just going to call it Dragon Juice. And the original logo, which I got to find a way to recreate and have that available when on the concentrates when they go out, or have a dedicated dragon juice container. That's what I got to do, Don. I got to come up with a dedicated dragon juice container to supply the clients with so they have that in the fridge to fill up every time with that logo on it. And it's a muscular dragon with a smile, a grin on its face. It's got a good disposition. It's breathing fire, and there's a little smoke coming out of the nostrils. But it's showing a lot of vitality, a lot of strength, feeling great, being powerful. And that's what the dragon juice does. And it's used, I literally call it what I use to resurrect the dead with, because often in cases where people are bedridden, and even cases with animals, puppies, and they're dying of parvo, I use that as an agent with the infection killer to revive them. And it revives them instantly. It's very stunning. I've had somebody up from in a wheelchair from Florida up for a wedding years back, and he couldn't believe that, you know, I could actually help him like that. So by the end of the day, I said, just have some, just try it, you'll see. And he had some. 7 o'clock the following morning, I snuck over and was waiting to see how he was reacting to it, and he was honestly walking down a flight of steps from the second to the first floor. And he had beautiful color. He came up from Florida white, no color at all. He had beautiful complexion on his face as he was walking down the steps. So I hid a little bit so he didn't see me looking at him. And then I'm like saying to myself, this is unbelievable. This is incredible. And so sure enough, I'm saying to myself, well, now let's see how he responds. Because usually they always say, you know, Mike, I don't know if it's me, but I feel unusually good. I crack up every time I hear that. And so sure enough, that's exactly what he said. And I said, Uncle Bill, what do you think? You think it's coincidence? Of course you feel good. You're walking. How can you not feel good if you're just walking down that flight of steps? And look at the color. Mm-hmm. And so that's okay, Panther. Hang on, buddy.
I hear. Yeah,
that's Panther. He's a black cat. He's not mine. Okay, I never had any cats, but these guys, I've got quite a few, they adopted me. He's in my house right now. I have a pigeon, not in a cage, in another room adjacent to the studio. This cat could easily be going after him, and it doesn't. All he's doing is hanging out here in the studio with me. And so this cat and others, they're not even mine, Don, and I could have a pigeon in this house. I don't know if I can trust him all the way and walk out of the house and leave for a while, because I've been working with him for only since the summer. But the other cats I've had for a few years working with him, I could leave him in the house with that bird, not in a cage. I can come back in later and everything's fine. That's stunning. And they're not even my cats. I didn't raise them. But that's how it is when you really live the way the Lord taught and you respect creation. And you work with it, and you live in a peaceful warrior way, where the only enemy is evil and disease. That's the only enemy. There's nothing else to conquer except evil and disease. There's nobody to harm, and it's only driving out evil and curing all kinds of diseases. That's what a real warrior is all about. And that's what the Lord was all about. And so fortunately, I was aware of this for years and started applying it in my life the way he taught. And now, sure enough, you get mastery over nature. And you can do this with everything. And everything will be peaceful and tamed. And it's just a beautiful thing. So that's Panther in the background. You hear meowing there.
Does he want to step up to the mic for a moment?
He might. He's got some personality. He was coming around during the summer, and I see this beautiful black cat, and I said, wow, there's a black cat around. And I could tell you could hear he would announce before he arrived. He was a talker. I would hear him in neighbors' yards as he's roaming around talking. And so over time, as he passed through the yard, I would entice him to hang out, let me approach him, but he never would. So finally, when I'm working outside and I hear him coming around, I would lay low and hide. And as he would come through my yard or into the garage, I would be around him where he didn't see me and then let him start to get familiar with me. And that's how I started getting to warm up to me. And then I would start putting out some nice food and started working with him. And next thing, this guy's wrapped around my finger, too. And he's a great cat, but a lot of personality for sure. And yeah, they're all God's creatures, and they all have personality. They all have souls. It's all true. And that's why we have to treat them like we treat anybody else, with respect and kindness. And it all comes back to us. It's a beautiful thing. So with the Dragon Juice Delight, I'm looking forward, Don, to getting that out to you with some more supplies as well to take care of your musician friends. So they, Don, we got to get it in a keg. The problem, if I go real big with the Dragon Juice, because the honey's so great quality, I get it from New York, Pennsylvania border, out in the country where the bees are working nothing but flowers out in the country. And the quality of the honey's excellent. And if I go real big trying to commercialize the Dragon Juice, I never want to sacrifice the quality. I don't know if my honey suppliers could keep up with demand if I really went big, because I'd love to put it in kegs. Because it's like you, Don, you need a keg right in the studio for all those guys when they're rolling.
you got to start making dispensers for this, you know.
That's right.
Load the thing and you know, add pure water.
That's right.
I got an animal that talks, and when he tries the Dragon Juice, and he gets it every now and then, I'll say, do you like that? And he says, this is good. So
that is great.
Yeah. No fooling.
You imagine a bird responding back. This is great, Don.
So,
well, you know, that's just amazing to hear that. It really is. But yeah, the Dragon Juice, it's great. Everybody loves it. It's very popular. I'd love to see it get bigger. I really would. God willing, we'll just keep it growing and expanding. I'll find ways of finding more suppliers so I can keep up with demand and I'll never sacrifice on quality. That's the bottom line, first and foremost, is quality. Mm. But if I can expand it and keep that quality there so more and more people can get their hands on it, we'll have a healthy country in no time. And it's all affordable. And, you know, Don, I tell people, because I get quite a bit of people saying, you know, Mike, you're really doing good, because even your prices, they're really as affordable as, you know, you could ever want in today's time frame, the way things are, and me operating out of New York. But if I can get big enough where I'm really doing such volume, I'll lower the prices, and that way more and more people can afford it.
Yeah, when you can purchase larger quantities of the supplies that you are using to manufacture these products, of course you can pass the savings on when you know that you're getting better deals on the front end. You know,
That's right. And the volume is the way that I'll have an opportunity to see the business grow and to see profit margins really increase. But that's right. I'll convert that back so that the customer, the client, is benefiting as well, instead of just saying, great, you know, making a lot of money here. The prices, everybody's pretty happy with the prices, and just go for the money. But no, when it comes to this, if I can get that level of volume going, I will lower the prices so even more people can afford to get it that can't afford the prices now.
Yeah. Michael, we got to close out the show here, but I do want to add one more small detail about the dragon juice. I encounter a lot of people who complain about being tired all the time. And a lot of people are seeking some remedy for their fatigue. Some will drink coffee all day long from morning until night and then complaining that they can't get to sleep, or they'll drink carbonated beverages, or, you know, they'll ingest caffeine pills and whatever's out there, you know, that they'll even get a prescription of, you know, to stay awake. And when you drink the dragon juice, within a half an hour to an hour after you've had just a small glass, let's say like 8 ounces, you'll notice that you don't feel any different. But when you look at your work, the quality of your work, and your ability to focus and concentrate on what you're doing without feeling distracted, and then you look up at the clock and 8 hours have passed by, and then you go back and work some more. You say, well, I still feel good. I'm going to work some more. And then 20 hours have passed by. And you say, you know, I haven't eaten today. I better get something to eat. It's amazing.
It is.
It does for your energy.
It truly does. Thanks, Don, because it's not doing it through stimulation like caffeine does.
Yeah.
Which is a roller coaster ride on the nervous system, and it just crashes you, and you suffer from it. This is doing it through nutrition. It's feeding the body at the cellular level all the essential nutrients in the most perfect chemistry, all from nature. I'm not adding any supplement into this mix to provide the minerals or vitamins. None. It's all from natural occurring certain types of foods that I formulate together that are very nutrient rich. And it delivers it into the system smoothly and quickly. Really, no digestion is even required as long as you have an empty stomach, which is essential to benefit from it. And the body pulls it in like a magnet. And then the next thing you know, this surge of energy comes about because the body's making the energy the way it's designed to, as the cells are revived by the nutrients that they're receiving. And next thing you know, you're a locomotive. You're ready to go. And that's right, Don. I rely on it all the time, and many others do too that discover that. It's a beautiful thing. And it's a smooth, like everybody says, you know, Mike, it's there's nothing to it. It's so smooth. It's not like a stimulant in any way. It's a smooth burn. That's because you're just getting fuel, the real fuel that makes the body run. And it's a smooth burn all the way.
Yeah, and you know, kids, they drink it like candy, to tell you the
truth. Yes, you know? Oh yeah. It tastes like candy, that's why.
Yeah. Now, for those listeners out there, I'm getting a lot of chat messages asking how they can get in touch with Michael Anthony. Go to my website. Michael doesn't have his own website. He can't afford one because he's not making money selling. Okay. So go to my website, directlightproductions.com. On any page on the site, at the top of the page is menu. Click on sponsors, and you'll see Michael Anthony there. Click on that, and that'll take you to a page, which is Michael Anthony's private stock. Okay? And Michael's phone number and his email address is there. Can't be any simpler than that.
Don, you mind if I just give it to him over the air, too, for those that don't have access to that?
Not at all.
And everybody contacting me, just mention, and I always ask anyway because I like to know how you heard about me, and just mention Don for reference, but my phone number is 845-231-1094. 845-231-1094. And thanks for that. Yes, and I'm just not a good businessman. And so I have Don and out there promoting me and some others, and as well as all the clients. And the way I operate is everybody keeps me busy. And so whoever contacts me, I find out how they heard about me for reference, and I give everybody credit. So over time, whoever's sending me the business, they get credit going back to them. And that's how I function.
And brownie points.
That's right. Everybody's got the brownie points. And that way I can keep just spreading it around. As everybody helps me and they help their friends, we're helping each other and keep it growing. And eventually I'll have to get a little website going just so people can get reference information for the products quickly. But Don's website provides my brochure on that, so I thank Don very much for that. The formulas are truly very impressive, one of a kind, and they always come through. So I'll be looking forward to helping anybody that needs use of them.
Okay, Michael, we got to wrap the show. I want to thank Panther for his 2 cents.
He's a talker, isn't he?
He is. I hear him in the background. If you have your sound up, folks, or you're listening on headphones, you can hear him in the background. He's saying wow a lot, it sounds.
Yeah, he's got a lot of personality. Now imagine real quick, there's a call already.
That's for Panther. I gotta wrap the show here, so I'm going to say goodnight, okay?
Okay, thank you, Don.
All right.
Thank you very much.
That wraps it up. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com, and tonight's guest,
hello,
Michael Anthony. I want to thank Wind Talkers Radio Network for broadcasting this show over at BBS Radio, both Seth Hendrick and Don Newsom on the sound. Also want to thank Don and Doug Newsom at BBS Radio for making Evident Footprints possible. Most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me tomorrow night when my special guest will be Drew Malone Raines III, the host of A Marine's Disquisition. And in the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.